This book is dedicated to the memory of Rob Ades, a friend indeed. Cast of characters. Charlie Montoyo, manager, Durham Bulls, AAA team of the Tampa Bay Rays. At 47, Montoyo is considered one of AAA's best managers. His team has reached postseason 6 times in 7 seasons in Durham, and the Rays love the way he develops players. But he hasn't been able to get a serious sniff for a major league job, even though he's been successful and is highly respected. Ron Johnson, manager, Norfolk Tides, AAA team of the Baltimore Orioles. Johnson is 57 and has spent most of his adult life in the minor leagues. He played in 22 major league games and likes to say, "I'm in the twilight of a mediocre career." It's that approach that makes him a perfect AAA manager, because he loves coming to the ballparks, any ballpark, every day. Johnson's other saying about AAA life is very direct: if you don't like it here, do a better job. Nate McClouth, outfielder, Baltimore Orioles. A perfect example of the vagaries of baseball life. McClouth went from being an all-star in Pittsburgh in 2008 to Atlanta to Pittsburgh, where in 2012, he was released while hitting 140. He wondered if his career might be over before he got a chance in AAA Norfolk and made the most of it, ending up as the Orioles' starting left fielder in the 2012 playoffs. In a 5-month period, he went from out of baseball to signing a $2 million contract to play in Baltimore in 2013. Scott Podsednik, outfielder, a World Series hero in 2005, hitting a walk-off home run in Game 2 for the Chicago White Sox, helping lead to their 4-game sweep of the Houston Astros. 2 years later, he was looking for a job. He became a baseball wanderer, going from Kansas City to Chicago to Philadelphia to Boston, getting hurt and dropping back to AAA along the way. He began 2012 in Lehigh Valley, AAA team of the Philadelphia Phillies, thinking he should retire and ending up on a head-spinning baseball odyssey. Scott Ellerton, pitcher, a one-time first-round draft pick who won 17 games for the Houston Astros at the age of 24. His career was brought to a halt in 2008 by injuries and drinking issues. In August 2011, Ellerton realized he wasn't finished with baseball, and he talked himself into a tryout with the Philadelphia Phillies that ended up exceeding his wildest expectations. Brett Tomko, pitcher, a 100-game winner in the major leagues. Tomko came all the way back from a serious shoulder injury suffered while he was winning his 100th game in 2009. He started over in rookie league ball where he was, his words, absolutely terrible, but pitched his way back to the major leagues in Texas 2 years later. He started the 2012 season in Louisville, AAA team of the Cincinnati Reds. Chris Schwinden, pitcher, a 25-year-old New York Mets farmhand who endured a remarkable 5-week odyssey in 2012. During that time, he pitched for 5 different teams, 1 in the major leagues and 4 in AAA. He was released 4 times before finally finding happiness when he returned to Buffalo. John Lindsay, designated hitter. Lindsay is a footnote in baseball history. He had played more minor league games without a major league call-up than any player in history before that unwanted streak came to an end in 2010. Lindsay liked to say he was an accident away from a return to the major leagues. Not rooting for anybody to get hurt, he would say, but people do get hurt. It's just a fact. Mark Lallo, umpire. At 30 years old, Lallo had finally made it to the major league call-up list in 2011, meaning he got to work a handful of games at the big league level and was in line to move up to the majors in the near future. But 2012 was more difficult. There were fewer call-ups, and there were questions about his umpiring future. Introduction. June 2, 2012. On a spectacular late spring evening in Allentown, Pennsylvania, a sellout crowd of 10,100 people packed Coca-Cola Park, the 5